So obviously there's only a little over a week left in the transfer deadline. Any updates or anything bringing guys in?
No.
Are you, you seemed pretty confident over the last few weeks. Are you still pretty confident that you're going to be able to get somebody in?
Yes.
I mean, at this stage, there's obviously not a lot of time left. So is it safe to assume that there's a guy or guys that you have, you know, identified, and it's not so much the scouting process anymore, it's trying to get something worked out?
That is safe to assume.
Okay. So what's kind of the holdup at this point? Is it you know, money? Is it picking the right guy? Is it figuring out if it, you know, who you want to get? Is it what's left to work on at this point?
Well, I think we established, I mean, you just said, is the scouting process done? And I said yes. So we're past that process. So then it's every other thing that you need to finish a deal. Still in play.
What sorts of things are in play at this point?
Well, there's a lot, right? I mean, you can imagine. Know. Think about it. There could be a lot of different things, right? There could be tons of different things.
So are you still, but you are, I mean, you are so confident that something's going to happen before the window?
Yes.
Okay.
So since I missed the first part of that, not to rehash it, but so you've identified at least like your top targets. You're done with the scouting part, and now it's just trying to...
Yeah, and now it's, you know, the process of finishing it, which is complicated, you know. I mean, let's, you know, be honest. It's the there's difficulties in bringing players to the MLS and working within the MLS. So, you know, we're working through it now, though. But I'm confident.
Okay.
Andrew wanted to stress that.
How many targets are you down to? Or how many final candidates, I guess, do you have?
I don't know. You know, I don't know if we need to get that specific. But we're working on some things.
Is it a pretty short list at this point? You know, two or three guys as opposed to 10 or something, or is it still a pretty wide pool?
No, it's short and sweet.
I just wonder with now you hold the top spot in the allocation order. Yeah. What sort of a chip is that, and how do you envision that impacting the team this year?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, you know, I think there's a number of possibilities for us. And, you know, if you look at potential guys that could perhaps be coming back, you know, I think it's exciting, you know. And, you know, it could put us in position, or it is putting us in position to, you know, to potentially get one of those guys.
I know I keep getting on Twitter, fans keep saying they hope that Josie decides to come back, because then you would be at the top of the order, and that seems like a guy who would maybe fit a need.
Yeah.
You might find that interesting.
Yeah. No, I think it is interesting.
Is that something that you guys have talked about?
In what way?
Is it even a realistic, would Josie be a realistic target, or is that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm writing about Bernardo.
Yeah.
And I wondered when you started calling him Bernie.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I think Josh Wolf started calling him Bernie, and then it just stuck.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I've known him for the last 2.5 years, and he said he'd never been called Bernie until you guys got here.
Yeah, I think it's Josh. Josh, did you started calling Bernardo Bernie, right?
Bernie, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It came from him, yeah.
Just call
it. Came from him. To the bottom.
Bernie, double.
Quick. Well, official
looks like a Bernie. Didn't come from him. From Josh.
I'll take the blame.
Yeah.
Well, is that
it stuck though?
Yeah, and he was saying that he makes it. It's him and like a nickname like that. It's a little bit more of a friendship level almost than just like, you know. It's not as much of a pecking order. It's like, you know, it's an acceptance thing, I guess he feels.
Yeah.
So is there a benefit when a player has a nickname that you feel that, you know, maybe that guy buys in a little more, or that guy has a better appreciation for what you're doing?
You guys have some tough questions. I'll tell you what. Man, I thought we were gonna stroll through this. This isn't easy. I think in general, you know, we have close relationships we try to have close relationships with a lot of players, with all our players. I mean, you know, we're here all the time together. You know, you're working, you're sweating, you're cheering. You know, there's a lot of closeness in a group. So I think that's great. That's the way he looks at it, and I guess I see it in a similar way, but. You know, we care for Bernie very much, and you know he's one of our guys, and we've been happy with his progress, and we think we can even get more. I mean, I've told you guys all along, I think he's a fantastic player,
right?
And I think that, you know, it's up to us to get more out of him, because we can. I think, I mean, he has every quality you'd want in a soccer player.
when you talk about the consistency, yeah, to him, I think it's interesting because it's not just scoring goals, because he doesn't always play in the midfield.
Right.
He's played games on defense. So when you talk about that consistency, are you talking about the overall game?
Yeah, the performance, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And you've touched on this you know, a couple of times, but what exactly do you envision him as a player? Like, when he's playing at his peak, what is he?
You know, he's a guy that, first of all, he has great endurance. He has good quickness. He's strong. He's technically good. He, you know, he's smart in his movements. He's can strike a ball. He's good 1v1. He can cross a ball. I mean, there's, you know, you go on and on about the things. He's good in the air. He's good on crosses. Good in offensive transition. I mean, you know, there's a whole list of things you can say about Bernardo.
With New England, just, you know, losers of 7 after they won 5, just the reality of the league, what do you make of that stretch they're on right now?
I don't know. I don't look too much into it because they have the same amount of points as we do. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's, we, you know, we're on a level playing field because we are, right?
Does it alter?
Yeah.
We are. So.
So it doesn't alter your preparation in any way, given, you know, that, you know, they're kind of in that swing right now?
No, because they're looking at like this is a game, you know, they want to win. And this is the game they bounce back. And they've been saying that, you know, they probably said it last week as well. But in the MLS, it's so even. Right. Every game you can win, every game you can lose. And it's about, you know, performing on that day. And we want to go there and perform. That's our goal.
As far as the goals that Bernardo scored, is it beneficial that you had a guy taking some chances from there and going in? Does that make defenses have to respect that a little bit more? It seemed like that was maybe an area of the field we haven't seen too much production from.
Yeah. Shooting from distance, exactly. Yeah. And he's, you know, he's the main one. Federico can do it as well. But, you know, any guy I would encourage in that position to, you know, we talk to them about, you know, taking chances, taking risks, being proactive, you know, trying to put the opponent on their back foot. And those are ways you do it.
Did Fifi have a surgery yesterday?
Yes.
Everything go fine?
Yes.
Good. Any timetable for him at all? Or is it too early at this point?
He's season ending.
Oh, okay. That's right.
With New England last week, you know, they made some changes, probably some forced and some just because of the form. Does a team, you know, that's making changes, trying to regroup, does that make it more difficult for you from a scouting perspective?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, some of those guys, I assume you haven't seen as much of.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you don't really, you can't really identify exactly what lineup they're going to play.
Right.
I think that becomes tricky. But, you know, fortunately, we're watching a lot of the games, so we have a good feel for most of the guys. It's just, you know, in what constellation are they going to be lining up.
What's your overall take on what you've seen of them so far this year?
I've seen them play in Philly a couple times. Live, I saw them play live in Philly, and then I watched them a couple times. I saw them in LA, the LA game. It's an interesting team. It really is, because I think they, you know, they're very unpredictable. They have a couple, you know, very good players in my eyes, and you know, and they play on turf. So, you know, I think there's a lot of factors in this game that make it interesting. It should be a good game, though. It's going to be fun.
Does the turf alter your
perception at all? I think it helps us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Even after playing so many games here?
Yeah, look at our performances on turf. We played well, you know. We moved the ball quickly. You can play to feet. That's what we like to do. I think it helps us.
There's no concern with maybe anything physical, given, you know, the turf is, I guess, notoriously more difficult to run on. You've played 3 matches here in 8 days.
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, it will be fine. It will be, you know, the same for both teams. And you know, we've rested the guys yesterday, you know, to be able to go into that game fit. And the turf won't be an issue. I think it will be a benefit, if anything.
You guys are in the midst of a rough patch of injuries. Was this week, you know, obviously there was a game technically midweek, but you got to rest some guys. Was this a week of sort of getting some guys back to health a little bit?
Yeah, you know what? I think the corner is turning with that. You know, I think we're slowly starting to get guys returning. You know, Hector's time frame is 3 weeks maximum. Jairo's right around the corner. You know, besides Fifi, who's season ending, and Josh, which is unfortunate, we're you know, we're getting back into it and getting guys back on the field.
Is Josh gonna be season ending at this point, or
it's touch and go? I mean, sure. He's not. He's at the IR right now, but it, you know, we want him to come back. It'd be great, but you never know.
Have you had any updates since his procedure, or in the last few days, or anything on how that went, or how anything new on that front?
No, it went really well. But it's just, you know, it's taking the medicine and taking the blood thinners and seeing, you know, you can't have any contact with the blood thinners.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's the issue. And you have to take it for 12 weeks, and you can't have contact for 12 weeks, it means you can't play.
Right. So, you mentioned Hector improving. Yeah. Is his timetable sped up at all, or has it?
No, I think he's on track, maybe a little bit ahead of schedule, but not significantly. But, you know, the doctors have done a great job with him. He's been doing a great job, so we expect him, you know, to be returning.
How about Jairo? Any change in him? You mentioned right around the corner. What's right around the corner? A little longer than Hector?
No.
Oh, like shorter.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He could be back this weekend. Not this weekend, but, you know, maybe next weekend playing a role.
Is he back to training at this point?
He did the warm-up with the group, yeah.
Just little stuff,
yeah,
essentially?
Ball work, warm-up, yeah.
Sure. And anybody else that you're dealing with, or who has gotten better, or any changes in status or anything?
Yeah, cool.
I don't know. Anybody. Anybody dealing with anything that isn't major, or, you know, might keep him out from Saturday or anything?
No. Those are the only guys with anything.
And how long are you going to keep the Dayton guys around?
I don't know. We're gonna get to look at their schedule and see when they can go back. But it's been good having them around, and mm-hmm. good seeing them perform yesterday. It was important.
Anything else, guys?